Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verse 8. Mm-hmm. That is the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verse 8. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading from the NIV Bible. Mm-hmm. Well, actually it's Matthew 10, 5 through 8.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Now the 12, of course, being the disciples. Mm-hmm. It says, do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Mm-hmm. Verse 8, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Mm-hmm. Freely you have received, freely give.
Okay.
I want to speak to on the topic today, pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus gave his disciples instructions and then stated that as they had freely received, that they should freely give. Why would Jesus say this to them, and what did he mean?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the disciples were given the power to heal, raise the dead, clean those with leprosy, and to cast out demons.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples was given these powers as a gift from God.
Yes.
And it was needed because they couldn't do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They needed it to perform the miracles that Jesus sent them out to do. It was the first example of people paying it forward,
mm-hmm.
as the disciples did what was asked of them and shared their gift.
Hmm.
It was never God's plan to have gifts and not share them.
Hmm.
We have all had circumstances where we were given something. True?
Yes.
Let me give you a few examples. Have you had someone listen to you when you were feeling down or going through some situation and needed to talk it out?
Yep.
I'm sure we all can relate to that.
Yes.
I'm sure that we all had times when we just needed to talk and had someone to listen.
Yes.
I know personally there were times in my life when that's just what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives have moments when we just want to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all agree?
Mm-hmm.
This is normal. Chances are the person that listened to us had someone else listen to them.
Yeah.
They paid it forward.
Yes.
That person gave you their ear as a gift. The question is, did you pay it forward by listening to someone else when they needed someone to talk to?
Mm.
Here's another one. Have you ever been hungry and someone gave you something to eat or helped you get some food?
Yeah. Yes.
There were times in my life,
mm-hmm.
when I was very hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example using me as the example.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time in middle school,
mm-hmm.
and back then, back in the day, your parents would give you lunch money at the beginning of the week that's supposed to last you all week.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know anything about that? Now, me being the typical, 12, 13-year-old that I was, I had spent my lunch money way before the week was over, usually by Wednesday, and I spent it on junk food and a candy truck. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one that did that.
No.
Now, I didn't tell anyone that I was hungry that Thursday when I walked into the lunchroom, but I was starved, and I didn't have any money. One girl who was not in my class and I didn't know, noticed that I was sitting there alone without any food.
Oh, wow.
She took me by the hand and gave me her meal ticket so that I could eat.
Mm.
Yeah, that young girl blessed me so that I could eat, okay?
Mm.
2 weeks later, I started working in that same lunchroom, clearing tables. Because, let's face it, in middle school, nobody puts back their tray. The tables are a shambles, right? I'm sure you remember. Mm-hmm. By the end of each lunch period, the lunchroom was a mess. I was hired to empty the trays and put them in a pile so that they could go through the dishwasher. Hmm. I was paid with food. We had regular lunches, and then they also had something called a la carte, mm-hmm. which had the chips, ice cream, etc. I paid it forward by giving some other kids free chips or milk or whatever. I did not see that young girl in the lunchroom again. Mm-hmm. If I had, I would have gave her everything everything that they had, because she really blessed me. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to another part. What about learning? Did someone besides your teacher and parents ever help you with schoolwork? If you were good in a subject, did you help someone who struggled in that class? What about work? Have you mentored someone with less experience and knowledge of the job? What about in general? Have you used your gift of wisdom to help somebody else? Have you paid it for? Paul said the following in Acts 20:35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than receive. Mm-hmm. Jesus was telling us that giving and not holding on to our gifts is a blessing to others. And in giving our gift, we will be blessed. Okay? In our society, gifts are plentiful. It takes talent and wisdom to do taxes correctly. Ask me how I know. Mm-hmm. Notice I said taxes correctly, okay? Trust me, you do not want to get on the IRS's bad side. Mm-hmm. God had to work on me because I had feelings for the IRS that wasn't exactly lining up with the word. Okay, I'm just being honest. Well, let me move on. Let's talk about our natural gifts, shall we? Now, there are some musicians that are sharing their talent and giving back by funding music programs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There are actors who teach at acting school to help others become actors. There are doctors who take interns under their wing to show them and teach them what it takes to become a doctor, right?
Right.
There are neighborhood moms who parent other kids in the neighborhood. Remember that? Mm-hmm. If you did something wrong, she scolded you. Back then, it took a village. I'm sure y'all remember that.
It still does.
It still does, amen. There are people who volunteer to help others because they are able to do so, mm-hmm. and they care, okay? Mm-hmm. There are churches that have food pantries. They're giving back. There are people who have a testimony who give motivational speeches or share their testimony to help others. Would y'all agree with that?
Yes.
These are all examples of people paying it forward. They understand what Jesus stated and believe that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now let's get back to the scripture.
Okay.
The disciples were told that they freely received the gifts from the Holy Spirit and that they should use the gifts without hesitation or compromise. Mm-hmm. What do I mean? Well, it is not human nature to want to give in the first place, okay?
Right.
Humans are selfish. We are selfish by nature.
Yes.
And want to keep things to ourselves. Whatever we obtain, right? Mm-hmm. If you do not believe me, go over anybody's house, including your own, open a drawer, open a closet or cabinet, and look inside. Mm-hmm. We tend to hold on to stuff for decades that have no value, but we're not willing to give it up. Does it sound like you? It certainly sounds like me. So why did Jesus tell his disciples to freely give? First of all, Jesus knew that the disciples were human, right? Mm-hmm. And could be biased in their giving. But he also understood that these gifts that he gave them was over their head. It was a gift of power to heal and do all these things. It's the greatest gift that they could receive. He knew that they were still human and received these gifts. Mm-hmm. See, he knew that as humans, they could pick and choose who to perform the miracles on, mm-hmm. right? If they may not like somebody or may see somebody who just doesn't rub them the right way, and they don't want to heal them like Jesus told them to do. Mm-hmm. Well, that can't be, right? Mm-hmm. When Jesus sent them out, they were on a mission from God. And God does not discriminate who is to be blessed. Would y'all agree with me on that?
Amen.
God blesses everybody. And he does it without hesitation and doesn't give a second thought to what we've done, how we've done it, when we've done it, etc. There's no bias in God. Amen? Mm-hmm. We are all blessed with that fact. That is why he is God, the Almighty Father. It was the will of God for the disciples to give freely, and their gift was given to them for that specific purpose. Mm-hmm. Our gifts are given to us for the same purpose. Mm-hmm. To give freely is our way of showing and thanking God for the gift that he gave us. If we hold on to our gifts and do not share it, then we are hoarders, mm-hmm. right? A hoarder, y'all know what a hoarder is. You go over a hoarder's house, they hold on to everything. They let nothing go. It'd be piles of stuff. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. God has blessed each of us with these gifts, whether they're natural gifts or spiritual gifts. Now, from the spiritual standpoint, our gifts are to uplift God and his kingdom and bring glory to his name, period. There's no other reason. These gifts are not meant to puff us up. You know how you you know, you got people that use their gifts to show how good they are. I won't mention any names. I won't even give any examples, but you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yes.
Our spiritual gifts are evidence of our walk with God and God's proof of just how much he loves us. We freely receive these gifts, but have we freely given back? In closing, I just want to say, whether it is natural or spiritual, we all need to give and give freely. In other words, pay it forward. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us. We repent, Lord, for not sharing everything that we should share. The gifts that you've given us are a blessing to us, and we haven't used them to bless others. Please forgive us, Lord. Help us to use our gifts and give freely, Lord, just as we have received freely. I thank you for using me to do this word, Lord. You taught me, you convicted me, and you corrected me once again. And I pray, Lord, that this word will help others to move forward in their walk with you. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll draw them to the website to hear this word. May you be glorified in it. Father, I thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.